Happy Halloween! Welcome back to another Halloween episode of Plotted.
Yes, today we're going to get into The House at the End of the Street.
Starring Jennifer Lawrence.
And the guy that looks very much like Jim McCartney. Jim whatever.
Jesse McCartney.
Oh my god.
Jesse's cousin.
That's not him, but he looks very similar.
If you haven't joined us before, I am Jana.
I am Ashlyn.
And on Plotted, we like to break down some plot lines and storylines and storytelling techniques in movies, both good and horrible.
Yes.
Today, it's horrible.
It's gonna be bad, if you couldn't tell by the title alone.
Backstory, I watched this movie, like, 2 years ago.
Yes.
And then I texted everyone I knew that was long distance at that time and was like, hey, movie night, this movie is awful.
And we did. And we watched it and we laughed.
Yeah.
And cried a little bit. But mostly laughed.
Cried at the stupidity.
And the dialogue.
Oh my gosh.
But we're going to start off this plot summary with a little haiku.
Yes.
Provided by yours only, Jana.
Alyssa isn't like other girls. There's a girl in his basement. The old switcheroo.
Yes, and if you have seen this movie, you know what it means.
Yeah. That's a little taste of the plot. Go watch it for yourself. It provided us with a lot of laughs. Like, I would rewatch it because it was bad. Like, it was funny bad.
Yeah. Also,
not intentionally
whenever
bad.
Whenever you're watching it, don't think, oh, scary movie. Think, parody.
Yeah. They take it a little too seriously.
They
which
do.
Makes it so much funnier.
But yeah, we're going to get to the. Go watch it. Come back and let us know.
We're jumping into spoiler town.
Yeah, spoiler alert starting now.
Yeah. So this movie stars Jennifer Lawrence. But she isn't like other girls.
No,
she's quirky and she wants to be in a band.
Yes, and she wants to ask super inappropriate questions at the wrong time.
Oh my gosh. so they move into this house, and then they're like, there's a horrible murder occurred in the house at the end of the street, and we're like, oh, the title. Lo and behold, there's a handsome, mysterious boy that
Jesse.
Lives there. Jesse. I think his name's Ryan.
Oh, jeez. Another
Ryan. Stop. Yeah, Ryan, basically his whole family was murdered.
Yeah, by his sister.
By his sister at the beginning of the film.
Who was, like, 12. And she ran off in the woods.
Serial killers start early.
Apparently so. they had to get those early years in.
Yeah. The whole first shot of the movie, I was like, oh, okay, this has potential. And then it just went downhill really quickly.
Yeah.
Then it went uphill a little bit with the twist, but then it went downhill again.
The twist was worth it.
Yeah. No, my favorite scene was, so they meet at this party, Jennifer Lawrence, Alyssa, and Ryan. And he's, like, driving her home. That's a whole other thing if you've seen the movie. And she just goes, so your parents are dead, huh? Or, like, your whole family's dead. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I was like, you can't just ask someone why their family died.
Like, I would literally stop the car and be like, get out.
Yeah, not like a, so, I heard you. I don't even know how you say that sympathetically.
No, you don't.
So, like, for example, she wasn't like, oh, I heard all your family died.
Yeah.
It was like, so, I heard all your family died.
I know.
Like, what was that?
Oh my gosh. I would have started, like, so I guess we're neighbors.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Or thanks for the card ride back to my home.
Right. Thanks for not being crazy yet.
That we know of. Or like, what are you being like a 20-something hanging out with a high schooler?
Right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's an adult.
Very sketch. And like the whole movie, all the other characters are like, Alyssa, you don't want to hang out with him.
He's like, weird. And she's like, no, I can fix him.
Yeah, no, her whole character motivation, which I can respect, was that she wanted to fix men. Or fix people, because her dad left them.
Yes, which I understand. That's a good character point to wear, and that it makes sense to why she focuses on him. Even the mother points out, she was like, you just want to fix people.
Yeah.
And the daughter's like, no, I don't.
No, I'm just not like other girls, and I see good in him.
Like,
I
no,
can
you
help him.
You don't know what I'm thinking. I'm
He's
in
a
my
nice
own world.
Guy. He wears a fedora. He doesn't really, but that would be hilarious.
That would be a lot more character development.
Ryan is very bland for like half the movie. I really feel like they wrote this movie to be a romance, and then halfway through went, nah, the kids are into horror. Let's make it a horror movie.
Yeah, because it definitely had the whole, like, romance Twilight themes going
on. Yeah, the whole, like, good girl meets mysterious bad boy and
then
that.
Like, yeah, and then they have this really romantic scene where they stare at a tree.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and then they're like, do you see it? No, me and Jana were like really close to the screen. We're like see what?
All of us on the Zoom call were squinting at our screens like, what? And he goes, it's a face.
And we're like, what?
Okay, he's crazy. Turn around, let's go.
He's like, your mother was right. Run.
I know.
And then he was like talking about the world or something.
Oh yeah, he had like a really good line, like the one good line
but
of
it
dialogue.
Was him staring at a tree.
Yeah, he was saying something about he likes to wake up at dawn because then he can get all of his thoughts out on paper because all the good thoughts haven't been
thought yet.
I don't know, but when he said it, I was like, oh okay, this is refreshing. It's a piece of dialogue that actually like is good.
Yeah, which is not great for the whole story.
This is never brought up again.
No, and it's just a very strange, like, I'm pretty sure he delivered that while staring at a tree.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like, we're trying to take you seriously. But we're also very concerned why you're obsessed with this tree.
Stop looking at the tree, Ryan.
Oh my god, was that the tree that... No, she
no.
Didn't. Oh, that would have been so much better.
Wait,
so,
maybe.
No, I think she fell off a swing.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, the big plot twist is the fact that the sister, he was supposed to be watching his sister. The sister was on a swing. She fell. She died.
She cracked her head open, basically. Yeah. But this is a plot twist because this entire movie, there has been a girl in his basement that he's like, oh,
that's my sister.
Or no, wait, he didn't tell anybody. We just assume that it's his sister.
Yeah, no, he has her,
she's
like,
dressed,
tied up.
You know,
stuff.
Yeah, she has the same hair, same eyes.
Yeah, and she's tied up, and we were told in the beginning that she's crazy. So we're like, oh, he found her, and he's trying to take care of her instead of putting her in a mental asylum.
What a loving brother.
Yeah, so good. Pat. turns out that...
That's not his sister.
No, he killed his sister on accident, or just wasn't watching her.
His sister died, and then the parents were like, we have to fill that void. Now, Ryan, you have to be Carrie Ann for, like,
that was the
whatever.
Stupidest thing. Pretty much being like, we can't let anyone know she died.
Yeah.
So we're going to make you the sister and say that you went off to your grandparents. Why didn't they just say the girl went off to the grandparents?
I don't know. But the trauma that he endured ended up with him killing the parents. Thus, the first scene of the movie.
Because he doesn't want to be the daughter. And you're thinking, okay, like, you're thinking, like, oh... So whenever they're in public, he just dresses as the girl. Okay. No, this is like 24/7.
Yeah.
He has to wear a wig. He has to be in dresses.
Yeah.
He has to be a girl.
I gotta say, the first time I saw the movie, I didn't quite get it. I had like rewind and watch it again. But I thought, oh, maybe he's trans or maybe experimenting with like drag or, you know, something. But then it was like, oh, your parents made you do that. Okay.
Yeah.
It could have been a little more interesting though.
It could have. And you know what? It would have been much more interesting if she died off of that tree. Like if she was climbing the tree and fell.
Yeah. There's no symbolism in this movie.
Because that would make more sense of why he was staring at a tree.
Yeah.
But that's too much to ask, my friends.
Too much of this movie anyway.
So we find out about the sister. She gets away one night and she tries to run to Jennifer Lawrence's house. And we're like, oh no, get her because she's going to try to kill Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And then he does. He grabs her and is hiding.
He chloroforms her.
Well, and he,
right?
He, yeah, sort of. But he grabs her and then like tucks her. But when he does that, he breaks her neck.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He accidentally kills her. Because we
Ryan
don't know
is
our own
freaking
strength.
Super strong.
Yeah, like, you must have hit it just right. But anyway, so then he's like, oh my god, I killed my sister. We're like, oh my god, his sister died. You know, plot twist. And then he's like, I'm gonna go to a diner.
Yeah, and he finds a new sister.
It turns out.
But that's why it was a good plot twist, because the whole time you're led to believe one thing. And the movie, and it was a good way, a misdirection in a good way. Not in a, we're trying really hard to make you look at my left hand, but don't look at my right hand.
Yeah, so it's like you, and that is the one thing the movie does really well, is the fact that.
And the twist
was twist
generally
is
like.
Good.
And like it and happened like, and I went, I must show everyone I know.
Yeah, because it's like, I want to talk about this twist with everybody, but I can't just like spoil the whole movie, so you have to sit through it as well.
Yeah, it's obviously very hard to explain, which is why I wrote this haiku.
Yes.
Just encapsulates the whole thing.
The old switcheroo,
he's switching out sisters.
Exactly.
But. Yeah, basically, he wants Jennifer Lawrence to be his girlfriend and his sister.
Because she finds the other girl down there.
Right,
and
right.
He kills her because they tried to escape or something.
Man.
So now he's like, oh no, no person to reenact sister. girlfriend, also blonde.
He's just looking for blonde girl. Yeah. Well, no, because he bought wigs and contacts.
Yeah, but she had blonde hair. That's true. And I think she had blue eyes as well.
That's very true.
And he was like, I need both. And it's like, can't you find someone else?
Not me. I did not audition for this.
Yeah, and then poor Jennifer Lawrence. Like, she had to figure it out. She's like, oh, someone's tied up. Oh, look, hair, contacts. Maybe I shouldn't hang out with older men.
No, there's literally no subtlety in this movie. No. I mean, the twist was the only thing they did well. The rest of it is, like, throw it in your face, like...
Teen angst,
yeah.
And, like, I do what I want. I don't need to listen to y'all. I know my life.
I was dead. Just all the scenes with her mom where she's like, I'm an adult, mom. I can do what I want. And I'm like, you're in a band. You're a child. Like, all the things you're saying are not adding up.
It reminds me of Ariel. Mostly because whenever I was, well, I don't know, 10, and she was like, I'm 16, I know what I'm doing. I was like, she's 16, she knows. And now that I'm older, I'm like, what? You don't know what you're doing? You're going to give up your whole life for this guy you've never met? You too. Just give it a few years. You're going to realize how stupid you were at 16.
Oh my gosh, this movie. And then also part of her character is that she's in this like punk band, and they make her sing. It's not good.
Jennifer Lawrence, whenever you watch The Hunger Games, she sings.
Yeah.
But even as the actress, she didn't really want to do that.
Yeah.
How they convinced her to do this in this movie.
Money.
That's very true. Because I was like, I think she was just very uncomfortable singing. She didn't want to do it, but she did it anyway. Because she knows.
And the lyrics they wrote for her were not good either.
What were the lyrics again?
Something about, like, if you were a book, you'd be my favorite page. Like, these really cheesy, like, Hallmark Valentine's Day cards type things. We should do that. We should take a bunch of Hallmark Valentine's Day cards and make up a song.
Yes!
And then we could get in the movie.
Yes! That would actually be pretty fun. That's a new Valentine's Day thing, guys. Wait for that episode.
But yeah, no, all of her motivation, like, besides the wanting to fix other people, her motivations don't make sense.
No.
Like, she just wants to be this rock star.
I mean, honestly,
I wanted to be a rock star when I was 16,
too. She's a typical teenager, and I think they kind of hit on that a little too hard, because everyone in that age, I know I'm old, or now, I'm not that old.
You're a grandmother.
Everyone around that age, as we learned in young adult writing, is the fact that they're invincible. They're starting to... I feel so bad. Sorry, teenagers. We learned that they're starting to kind of get their own ideas, and they're starting to understand things outside of what their parents know. And I think she's just in that age where she's struggling with that.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, talking out her feelings, or her mom, like, letting her talk out her feelings, she's just does the exact opposite of what her mom says. But who doesn't?
Yeah, that makes sense for her character, but I think the direction was bad. Like what you said, when her lines are delivered so blandly, especially at the beginning.
Yeah, no teenager does that.
Yeah, because like we have seen almost every actor in House at the End of the Street in other things, and they're great.
Yeah.
But I really think the director was like, okay, so we're going to pull an M. Night Shyamalan. I want you to say this deadpan expression about this boy's family being murdered to his face.
Yeah, no, it was just, that was just very strange, and their whole relationship was really strange, too.
Yeah.
Side characters.
Not a lot. All the Carrie Ann's had died in the making.
Yeah, so it was like, I think she had some friends that were trying, it's like a Twilight.
I know, it's like, as soon as you get with the guy, all of your friends disappear.
Yes, but also with Twilight, too, it was like, oh, look, all my friends. Nah.
And I guess you could argue they made her friends disappear to add to the toxicity of the relationship. But this movie really didn't seem to think deeply about anything.
But they just met each other.
Right, there was a scene where a roll of toilet paper broke a window.
I forgot about that.
There's not a lot of thinking involved.
And also, too, I really think... I mean, like, I get the whole isolating and being toxic, but you haven't known each other for that long. I feel like her friends would be very prevalent. It doesn't happen all at once.
Yeah. Also, like, talking about Ryan, we talked a lot in our Crimson Peak episode about Thomas and how he's a really complex villain, because you go back and forth.
Yes.
Like, is he bad? Is he good? You know, whatever. They did not do that with Ryan.
No.
Because his motivation is so bland. Like, he just... He just isn't complex at all.
His character does a 180.
Yeah, he's just a brooding teenager.
Except he's older.
Yeah. Like, even freaking, you know, JD has a character arc.
Yeah, and him, he was like, he seemed
and emotions.
Normal. Yeah, and so and he seemed normal, and he seemed okay, and then all of a sudden he's crazy.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, that wasn't really hinted at before.
Yeah, besides him freaking having the power of Zeus and breaking people's necks with a snap of his fingers.
And I mean, it was hinted at that because he was holding a girl in his basement. But yeah. Like, I feel like maybe that could have been hinted at more with his interactions with real people.
Yeah.
No, not saying the girl in the basement wasn't real.
All of his interactions with real people ended up with him getting beat or making out with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
So
I think a big thing we've learned today is that if people say someone is crazy, let's not test that water.
Don't date them. Especially if they say they're crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like at one point he was like, you don't want to hang out with me. And I was like, you're right. I do not.
Yeah, honestly, too. I don't know. I just have that, like, personal rule where it's like, if something is sus, most likely it's sus.
Yeah. I think, and the whole town was sus of him because he was the only survivor of his family dying. And that was like,
But it was tricky because it did seem like the town isolated him because they're like, ooh, bad rep. We don't want our association with him. But in reality, so that's why he was a kind of a sympathetic character, because we're like, oh, small town syndrome. They isolated him because of his bad family. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they had to point at the end.
They do have a point, though.
Yeah, because they definitely did not want Jennifer Lawrence hanging out with
him. Oh, and there was that one scene, now that I'm thinking about him snapping necks, didn't he break that kid's leg? Like, during the fight?
There was a fight?
Yeah, like, towards the end of the movie, he, like, showed up at her concert or something.
Oh, yeah, that
like,
was weird.
We don't want you here. And he just snapped his whole leg like a toothpick.
And then Jennifer was like, okay, it's fine.
She's like, no, he's misunderstood. And I was like, look, girl, when are you going to learn? Sometimes the beast is just the beast.
Yes.
He's not a prince.
Yes, if you ever have to be like, oh, no, he's just misunderstood, most of the time you're misunderstood. Like, you know, it's like, no one is misunderstood. Social cues from other people, especially a whole town, is important.
And I feel like
context clues.
Yeah, they definitely could have written this better if everyone didn't. Their immediate reaction wasn't just rage whenever they saw him.
Yeah,
I feel like that would have improved the writing so much.
I feel like she also should have had like maybe a close friend. I don't remember if she did or not, but
she
maybe
had like a girlfriend at school, and then I think there was a guy friend.
Yeah, but I mean, like, was she like really, really close with him?
Oh no, I mean, it was like Twilight, like you said. It was like, oh, I have this hot, mysterious boy. Bye.
Bye. Oh, no. Yeah, no, it was definitely like Twilight, but with serial killers. Very much so.
I mean,
but then again, it kind of shows, like, you know, this action isn't good.
Right. Listen to your mom sometimes. Yes.
It's like, yeah.
Especially when she's like, don't hang out with the weird guy who just spends all of his time alone in his murder house.
Yeah, and he's always obviously older than you, and you're 16. Oh, my mama would have killed that boy. She would kill him a long time ago.
I liked the end where they had the fight scene and the mom joins in on the fight.
Yes.
I was like, mama bear mode activated, let's go.
Oh my gosh, like Lore Olympus.
Yeah.
With, what's her face? Demeter?
Yeah, Demeter.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, I really liked the end scene because I was like, finally, the end of the movie and some things are happening and you don't need dialogue.
No, and then also there was a lot of good tension with that fight scene too.
Yeah. Because
there were moments where you're like, she's not going to get away.
Right. No, everything since the plot twist, I was like, okay, I can hang with this movie now because there's tension here for me to grab onto. Is it the good movie? No, it's not a good movie.
So what would we rate this movie?
Like 3 dead Carrie Anns out of 1 hole. Sorry. Okay. 3 Carrie Anns out of 10.
Oh my god, I was thinking 32.
Oh my gosh, we're so insane.
So could we rewrite this or could we salvage it?
So when we salvage the script, we try to see if we can rewrite it or tweak it in a way that doesn't require a lot of effort. If we rewrite it, we need to redo the whole thing. Back to scratch, back to drawing
new
board.
New plot, new everything.
Do I think I could salvage it? Yes. Mm-hmm. Because just the beginning part of the movie and the characters, really.
And the dialogue.
The dialogue. Oh, just tweak it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it might have been a fairly popular movie. I've seen awful horror movies that have done better with less.
That's true.
But, again, as soon as I saw the twist, I was immediately like, oh, all my friends need to see this. Even if it's just to roast it.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was a really good twist. You did not see it coming.
Yeah.
I probably would have changed the girl's death from a swing to a tree.
Yeah.
That made more sense. Jennifer Lawrence would be a little bit more sympathetic.
Right.
But also, I maybe, honestly, would probably turn up that love tension a little bit more.
Yeah. Or at least make it a little more dangerous.
Yeah. Because, like, did they even kiss in that movie?
Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah. Once? They, like, made out.
Yeah.
Because then his sister, like, his fake sister got out of the basement, and he was like, hang on a second.
Right.
I gotta go take care of something.
You know, I probably would even bring in more side characters, like the town and stuff like that, too, a little bit more.
Right. Because, or even have more diversity, even.
Oh, 100% more.
That's why I said, like, the first time I watched it, I didn't think about what year it came out in, but I was like, oh, maybe it's, like, he's transgender, or, you know, experimenting with drag, or his sexuality, and then it was like, no, there's nothing happening here. There's no complexity to these characters.
Yeah, it was kind of like, think simpler.
Right.
I don't think there was any, was there any diverse cast, like any people of color?
Not that I can think of.
Anyone that was gay or nothing?
I mean, unless the minor characters, but
again. Not that I remember, and if there are and we don't remember, that's bad.
Yeah.
So, I would give it a 0 with diversity. But I guess in the time that it was taken out, sure. But then again, there's a lot of shows that have diversity in it.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a little around that time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what Jennifer Lawrence and all of them were thinking when they were filming this.
Probably, we're going to make money. And they, is it a good movie for the writing? No. But the plot twist is enough to keep people coming back.
That's true. It's just that they have to read the script. They have to read the script. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Yeah.
And also, too, just the title by itself. The House at the End of the Street. Are we sure, guys? We couldn't shorten that a little bit.
Last House on the Left. Actually, that's a movie.
Last House on the Left. What is up with all these directions?
One day you're just going to get a movie that's like, turn right at the fire station, take 0.5 miles and turn left. You'll reach your destination.
Go northeast. Go northeast. Know where that is.
Right. Good luck.
Good luck.
There's actually a series of movies called like Dead or Wrong Turn or something. I was like, oh, me all the time.
Yeah. At least that makes relatable. Sense. That could be more than one thing. There's like deeper meaning versus like House at the End of the Street.
House at the End of the Street.
At least Old had a better title.
Old. I wonder what happens in that movie.
They get old.
Nothing much else.
Yeah, they don't learn anything or nothing.
Right. Did we learn anything from this movie?
Stay in your age range. Don't hang out with older guys. If people say someone's sus, believe them.
Yeah.
Listen to your parents.
Eat your vegetables.
Don't do drugs.
All the things.
And don't trust guys you just met. And don't go over to their house. Especially if
their family was murdered mysteriously.
Yeah, get all the facts, I would say.
Honestly, he reminds me a lot of Evan Peters' character in the first season of American Horror Story. He's like the psycho killer. He was so much more complex than freaking Ryan.
Oh, 100%. That's because the house was also messing with him, too.
Because that was one of those shows where I was like, okay, we know he shot up a school, but he seems kind of nice.
Yeah. Both are like, are we sure that it was him?
Your mind's trying to justify it, but you're like, no, he's a bad person.
Yeah, with Ryan, there was no justification. We're like, no, you're crazy.
No.
We would have liked to maybe struggle with that. Like with Tom. Tom killed people.
Tom did kill people. Yeah, Thomas Sharp.
And even at the end, we're like, it's not his fault. And with Ryan, we're like, kill him. die.
Double tap. Yeah, no, there needed to be more complexity and more diversity, for sure.
For sure.
And just better dialogue. I mean, if someone walked up to you and said, hey, I know your greatest trauma. Let's be friends. Or date.
I would probably run.
Right.
Or be paralyzed by, like, that question.
Yeah, or just be like, get out.
It's like, I don't know what to think at this moment. Yeah. How do you know this?
Right.
And I don't want to talk about this with a stranger.
It definitely would have been scarier if he was, like, an essential part of society or something, or like your little town, like he had an important role to play.
Or if he was like nicer and everyone was like in love with him and then we found that out, that would have been cool.
That would make sense of how he got his victims too.
Yeah.
Because I was like, dang, this guy is stealing girls left and right.
Yeah.
How is no one's caught on to it?
Yeah.
There's one cop in the whole town and he didn't know.
Yeah, I was like, the best thing to do is hide in plain sight. If you're going to do something, do it on the way.
Right. He could be the mayor.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, plumber or someone. Someone they the guy that works on things.
Yeah. Whatever. Phil Swift.
Yeah, like
I don't know.
He could have been what's his name? Oh gosh, the guy from Gilmore Girls that everyone likes. Luke.
Luke.
He could have been Luke.
Wow, you've seen it more than I have.
Oh, I love Gilmore Girls.
Yes. Yeah, no, it would have been scarier if he was like more prevalent and now everyone was like, don't talk to him.
Yeah, because it's like kind of obvious at that point.
You're like, sus.
But I guess it's like our inner teenage angst that's like, no, he's misunderstood.
But daddy, I love him. Oh, wait, mom. She can't. Her dad's dead.
Oh, no. No, I think he's just gone.
No, he's just missing. Never mind.
No, he just left. Poor
girl.
He went
and got some milk. That was 10 years ago.
He went and got milk and they moved towns. They moved to the house at the end of the street, but the opposite street.
The other end of the street.
The house at the other end of the street.
I wonder if they put in a GPS for Ryan's house if it just says, the house at the end of the street. And they're like, what? That's so unspecific.
It would have been better if it was like, because I was like trying to Google this earlier and I was like, the neighbor's house or something like that.
Yeah.
And nothing came up. And I was like, the neighbor's house, Jennifer Lawrence. So I was like, I don't remember. It's so complicated.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would definitely rank it like between Don't Breathe being over it, because that was a really scary home invasion.
Oh, there's a second
twist.
One coming out.
I am really mad about that.
Why?
That's a whole other video. Well, so if you've seen Don't Breathe, like, you learn he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He is bad. And the second movie, they're trying to redeem him.
Oh, no. He's crazy. Like,
spoilers for Don't Breathe, but like it's an intense movie and it made me really uncomfortable.
But it does kind of have the same twist that this movie has.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, this movie would be below that.
100%.
But above, like,
Twilight.
Or like, oh gosh, I've seen so many bad haunted house movies.
I don't really think, this is probably the worst one I've seen.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I don't really know any other ones that are worse than this, unless they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, at least when they're doing it on purpose, you're like, okay, there's a method to the madness.
Yeah, Fear Street's definitely way better than this.
Okay, yeah.
100%.
Below Fear Street.
Yeah,
just
so
keeps going down.
It just keeps going down from here. Any last thoughts?
I have a lot of thoughts, but they're not relevant. Like, sometimes I think about how if they put walking paths at mental asylums, they could call them psychopaths.
Oh my goodness.
That's a dangerous question to ask me.
That's a dangerous question to ask. Well, no thoughts about this movie. There's no saving it.
Yeah, no. I mean,
we could rewrite it, but the way it is now, no.
No, no, no.
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 But yeah, definitely leave comments, reach out to us on social media, let us know your thoughts on it, if this is your all-time favorite movie and you think you can disprove anything
I would like
say.
To meet you if this is your all-time favorite movie.
Yeah, because we would love to introduce you to some other movies.
Right.
But we'd also like to know your argument. Like we say every time, we're not here to judge. If this is your favorite movie, let us know.
Yeah, we're just here to present the writing techniques and if they work and if they don't.
Yes.
And that's just one perspective, or two perspectives.
Two perspectives.
3 billion.
And we say this one doesn't. But if you disagree, let us know.
Yeah, definitely reach out to us. We're on Instagram at Plotted Podcast. And we will see you next time for the rest of our Halloween series.
Yay! Exciting. All right, guys.
Okay.
Bye.